Todd and Logan are friends who met on the internet. And Logan and Tyler are also friends who met on the internet. Yeah, Tyler and Bart are buddies too. And now it's the three of them and you.
Lots of danger at every corner. Fighting androids and lots of monsters.
More than a podcast. Well, I guess it's only a podcast. And now it's time for a podcast.
Ooh. Welcome to BLT Lunch Break 42. Are we going to try that fancy beginning?
go ahead.
I'm waiting for somebody. Supposed to say his name.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, we go in order.
That's right, I am.
All right, let's start. Breathe. So, all right, you just say Bart. So, ready? Welcome to BLT Lunch Break 42.
Bart.
Logan.
Tyler.
There we go. All right. For the first time in this version of the show, we are all separated by hundreds of miles, not thousands of miles. You're not in another country.
And I'm just going to tell you right here now, it's very weird.
It is. You sound different over the phone.
I know, man. I know.
Oh, man. But we are recording this from different places. I think, Tyler, you're in Florida or somewhere?
Yeah, Lakeland, Florida.
Oh, beautiful Lakeland, Florida. It's, if you don't know the area outside of Tampa, one of our good friends of this show, Chris Fisher, he does a podcast out of Lakeland, the BYOCB podcast. So some love to him. Hey, and while I'm at it, I told him I would. And look, if you have a podcast and you're our friend, I'll give you some plugs. So I need to plug our friend Dave Adams' show. It's a sports show called Sideline Warning. It's available now on iTunes or however you get your podcast. So a shout out to Dave and his new podcast, Endeavor.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, so awesome. If you're into sports, I think you'll dig it, especially college football and things of that nature.
Does Quidditch count? Does Quidditch count?
I don't know. I talk to Dave a lot about pro wrestling, so I have a feeling that fictional sports are okay.
Okay. It's not – wait a minute. It's not fictional. Quidditch is real, right?
Okay. Yes, I've played it. But, you know, the whole flying part was eliminated. Instead, I was running around with a stick between my legs.
What about that old Babe Ruth, man? He's doing great right now. And, I play some mean polo, you know?
Well, I mean, if you're playing polo, that's pretty impressive. Like that's like the most dangerous sport you can play. Like, I don't think I would play polo. That scares me. Because here in the Nashville area, I feel like there actually are an odd amount of like, oh, yes, I play polo. Would you like to join my polo team? No. I'm not getting on a horse with a bludger and going to town.
It was in Walt Disney's biography that his I think the insurance company would not allow him to play polo anymore.
Yeah,
it's like he got hurt.
Yeah, and his best friend I think died or got paralyzed. Like one of his close friends. Like, no, thank you.
He had neck pain his entire life from it. Remember, he had to have his secretary would come in every night, or his nurse, not his secretary. That would be inappropriate even then. his nurse would come in and do like a hot rag treatment on his neck and bring him his scotch mist while she worked on. Yeah, he lived with pain his whole life from it.
That sounds like my barber, though. He brings you whiskey. He gives you a hot towel massage. It's great.
Will is your barber, too?
Will is my barber. No. hey, next time we'll go. I got a good barber. Got a good guy. He's a good guy.
Well, all I care about is next time I'm there, I'm actually going to drink whiskey. But, you know,
yeah, buddy.
Not to bring things down, but the way they discovered Walt had cancer is he went in for an operation for his old polo injury.
Yeah.
So
that's right. I totally forgot about that.
How about them apples? And as long as I'm bringing the show down and we're talking about Nashville and country music and someone that I'm sure has played the Ryman or at least visited it. As I was walking out to do this, I saw a headline on Twitter that said, Jim Nabors has passed away.
Oh, I did not know that. I did not see that.
I didn't either.
Well, golly. Yeah, he gone. Apparently. It was TMZ, so I guess it could be false, but I don't know. It seemed pretty convincing.
87 years old. From the Andy Griffith Show. One of the last living members of the Andy Griffith Show. Obviously now no longer with us. It has. That's a bummer. I think he was living out in Hawaii. If I remember last time I looked up Jim Neighbors.
Why not?
Jim Neighbors is one of those people that every year or so I'm like, is he still around? What's he up to? So, you know, he was living his life in Honolulu. True. And his birthday was that's the day he died, which was today. His birthday was in June. I apologize.
You know what? I bet my dad doesn't even know that.
I know. And he'll be bummed. A lot of people here will be bummed. From Sylacauga, Alabama. And I have some family out in Sylacauga. I know we got some listeners there as well. So, shout out to all you people.
See, I don't know why I thought he was from Indiana, because didn't he for many years sing I thought he was famous for singing Back Home Again in Indiana in front of the Indy 500.
Indy 500, yeah. I don't know. Maybe he just...
Back in the old days.
Maybe he just...
I guess he just liked it.
Maybe he just had a thing for Indiana.
Home again. He didn't really... I guess he wouldn't really count as a country singer, would he? I mean, he had kind of a... Almost like an operatic voice, didn't he? When he sang.
I would say it's... When he sang, yeah, he had more of that voice. More of that traditional 50s kind of loungy voice. Almost.
Yeah. Like my grandpa had a lot of Jim Neighbors gospel tapes.
Yeah, exactly. This is more of a gospel.
Just thing. A closer walk with thee.
How much of our audience is
golly!
Going?
Can I admit to y'all that I had no idea Jim Neighbors sang?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huge career. But like you, I think, and Will just texted me because we're old men. Jim Neighbors died. So very, very sad. I feel like I'm reading his obit, but he attended the University of Alabama. So though of you guys, I just gave Dave a plug. No, he's a big Alabama fan for his podcast. And after graduating, moved to New York City. And after that, moved to Chattanooga right here. So he's hitting all of our places.
Yeah.
And, rest in peace to Jim Neighbors.
Jim Neighbors. Man,
that's a bummer.
We salute you.
But 87 years, not bad. Not bad to spend on this earth. So, yeah, I think
it's appropriate. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, he's the only character from Barney, not Barney Miller, Barney, Andy Griffith from the Andy Griffith Show that got a spinoff, isn't he? Because he had Gomer Pyle, USMC. Gomer Pyle,
yeah, what was it, MD?
Did Barney get a spinoff? I think that he left, didn't he, and he went somewhere else?
Three's Company. He became the
one. I could have sworn, and somebody can correct me on this, I'm sure, but I think that the character of Barney Fife, he left Mayberry and went and did his own show. And that's when the Andy Griffith Show, like everybody says, went downhill, quote unquote. It went into color, and then he only came in for guest appearances after that. I could be wrong. I know he did leave the show, but I thought it was for a spinoff.
Yeah. Then there was
all
also...
I remember is in my youth, they did a TV movie called Return to Mayberry, and it was a big deal. People went nuts. The only thing I remember is they ended up in New York City for some reason, and somebody, I think it was Barney, was like, boy, adults around here sure like to read. They got all these bookstores. So.
Clever. Clever. That's in New York, a lot of us remember from the... If you ever went in New York in the... Basically, the pre-Disney era. I mean, I went there a lot as a kid. My dad's family's from New York, so we spent time there. It was not... there was still Broadway, the shows, everything was still happening. But Times Square, not exactly the most like family-friendly... couple blocks, still very shiny and lots of bright lights, but yeah, it was a different time really until the Disney Giuliani era of New York, which now you go through and it's practically a cartoon world. It's intense, but man, that's a bummer. So Jim Neighbors. So now, I mean, other than like probably some random cast members here and there, like random though. Like I think one of the Darlings has like a band in Nashville. I've seen them before. I think that leaves what? That leaves Ron Howard as sort of the lead roles that is still with us. Goober gone. All these guys have gone.
Goober, George Lindsay died too? Wasn't that his name? George Lindsay? Something.
Yeah, he died a couple years back. Yeah.
So, wasn't he a congressman or something?
You're thinking of Ben Jones, who was in the Dukes of Hazzard, maybe.
Oh, that's right.
Who was Cooter in the Dukes of Hazzard? Yeah,
Cooter. It was Cooter, not Goober, that became a congressman.
Yeah, Cooter, you can go.
I can always say that I had the opportunity, the chance to meet Goober. My dad hired him to open up a show in my dad's hometown of Portland, Tennessee. So I got to meet him.
I did as well. And a random event.
Did Goober sing?
No, he did stand up comedy.
Oh, in the hat. Okay, sure.
Had the hat full on. Will and I were kids. We had some event that, weirdly, my dad also spoke at an event with Goober. And I remember we were there, and he rode by on a golf cart, and he yelled at Will and I, like, the Judy, 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 whatever it was.
Judy, 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 Judy.
Yeah. And he yelled it across, like, a field. That's really my only memory of it. And I think we took a picture of them somewhere.
Of course. But I was little, so I recognized his voice as Lafayette from the Aristocats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was like, man, that guy sounds familiar. Where's my Betty Bye basket?
Wait, wasn't he one of the vultures in Robin Hood, too?
Yeah, you're right.
I think he might have. I know that, what's his face was the sheriff. What the heck's his name? The old big country actor guy. That's terrible. I don't know. Was it Slim Whitman, right? No. No, who was it? Who was the sheriff?
The sheriff of Nottingham?
Nutsy, put that pea shooter away.
Right.
What?
Nutsy. I'm looking it up.
I can't think of his name.
Pat Buttram.
What?
Pat Buttram.
Well, that's not who I was thinking of at all then, but okay. I thought it was the guy from Dr. Strangelove, but I guess not. Probably not. That would be weird.
When I typed in Sheriff of Nottingham, it first came up Alan Rickman. I was like, no, that's not who I'm thinking of.
Wrong one. Too soon. It'll always be too soon.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What did you say? It will always be too soon.
I saw a list. I think Rolling Stone or someone did the 100. I think they ranked every Disney song from worst to best. And Not in Nottingham was like number 98, like really low, as like, this song is garbage. And I was mad. So I love that song. They're like, it's bleak, it's depressing, it has no place in this film. I love that song. Great song. The Los Lobos does a great version of that song.
I don't even remember that song.
I know what he's talking about. I can't sing it. I can't believe
if we weren't so poor, we'd up and leave.
No.
It's a great song. I love that song. That song is emotional. It's a great song. That's a different song.
Roger Miller did all those songs, right?
I'm trying to lighten the mood.
Yeah. Well, what'd you say there, Bart?
Didn't Roger Miller sing every song in that movie?
I think that's right, yeah.
Except for the song where the girl sings.
Yeah, but all of the song by the narrator.
The background songs, yeah. I know he does Oodalali, but...
Another great song.
Yeah, think of any of them.
Oodalali Galley, what a day.
Well, I don't even know what the number one Disney song was.
What? Oh, tell me, I gotta know.
I was just fixing to say.
It's gotta be that, right? I'll look it up. I'll find out while y'all talk.
I was walking through the house the other day, and somebody said something about, this is stupid. One of my kids wanted Lucky Charms. And I went, fortune's told, Lucky Charms. And nobody knows what I'm talking about anymore. I just make random movie quotes all day, and it shows my age. No one gets them. You guys didn't even get that.
I think it was actually maybe Slash Film that released this, and I think that maybe this week they're announcing the last 50. I'm trying to see if it's... Let's see here. Let's see here, boys. It goes all the way right now. Yeah, number one is When You Wish Upon a Star. But that I feel like is an old list. I feel like I read a list that was still releasing. And I'm sure that's what it is, though. I mean, what else?
It was Little John in Robin Hood. I was trying to figure out the quote that Bart just said because I knew it. Like, it struck a chord in the back of my mind. And I was like, what is that? And I didn't want to admit that I didn't know. But it was Little John. I remember
that. You didn't want to be shamed.
is when they dressed as gypsies.
Yeah.
Fortunes told, lucky charms.
It's a slash film. They just put it out on November 20th. It's all 368 songs from Disney's ranked. So they have only released the first two parts, and we are awaiting the third and final installment. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up being. The worst Disney song, I'll say, what is the bottom of the barrel, is okay, I'm not going to say it. It's a certain song that may be insensitive that's from Peter Pan. So that's I could see that. I could see that being an issue. But now, mainly it's just songs that I think people are just – they don't know, like from those random 90s, like Home on the Range. I didn't watch most of those.
What song from Peter Pan? Is it with Tiger Lily or something?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then if that's the case, they got to put We Are Siamese on there too, right?
That's got to be 298.
That's got to be offensive now, isn't it? It has to be.
The things that I can't even – let's see. Oh, yeah. It is – I think it's the next one. Yes, it's 367.
That whole scene, though, man. I mean, the kids are smoking a peace pipe. Like, it's
that movie has some strange moments in general.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Pinocchio has a whole scene of kids drinking and smoking cigars.
Yeah.
But they're supposed to be bad.
The next one is a duet with Brad Paisley on Cars 2. Okay. I don't even
know. Oh, yeah. And Robbie Williams.
They don't like that song.
What?
They take that song.
Well, we've had this discussion. They always made on Cars.
It's Collision of Worlds or something like that.
I'm a Robbie Williams fan. Like, I think it never happened really in America for him huge, but I always enjoyed it.
Yeah. He had like two somewhat hits here.
Millennium.
He had a ballad that was a big hit. Something about angels or something like that.
Let me entertain you. Millennium. Those are both pretty good songs. In the music video, he rips off his, like, it starts with like in clothes, then he gets naked. Yeah, and then by the end of it,
he tears his skin off.
It's great. I remember as a kid being like, I'm a kid, but probably early 20s, being like, this is great. this is crazy.
I think that was called Rock DJ. Millennium was another song. I think that one was called Rock DJ. We were at a Halloween party in a bar and it started playing. Now, it was a very specific kind of bar. That's all I'll say. And I was like, what the heck's happening here? This guy's like tearing his flesh off. It's disgusting. By the end, he's like a skeleton dancing around. But
yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, fellas. I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of feeling like I need to do that right now. I'm sitting in the hot SUV car in the middle of Lakeland, Florida.
Well, did you crack the windows?
Yeah, I mean, you can breathe, buddy, breathe.
I've been there. I've been there here, and when it's 90 degrees in summertime, but. You gotta sweat through it, man.
I am just for you boys, just for you, because I love y'all so much.
Mm-hmm. it's perfect out here right now.
I don't know what's happening. What did you do? You ripped your skin off? Is that what just happened?
No.
If you know what I mean?
Right. I said I love you, and everybody just kind of got really quiet.
Oh, it sounded like you were going, like the sentence was going to continue. You're like, because I love you guys, and then it just cut. So I expected
I'm not going to tear my flesh off.
Yeah.
All right, you guys might hear the car just beep a little bit.
It's okay. It's okay. I think everyone will be okay with a little bit of air.
We
don't want you to pass out. Chris did say this is November 30th, so this is the end of November.
Oh, it sure is.
I'm sure y'all have not been thinking about it at all.
No, and I mean, it's not like I'm planning to go to Trader Sam's at all. Yeah.
Not happening.
Like at 11:59 tonight?
As the clock strikes midnight.
Because I would be there. I'd be standing right outside the door at midnight. I'm like, all right, let me get out of the way. I don't care if
order
it's full.
Order me a Nautilus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for one, please.
Yeah. Hey, I've done it before, man. I've done it before.
You could easily. That's the problem with those tiki drinks is they're so, like, smooth. I mean, they say you're supposed to share that thing, but I one of their normal drinks, I suck down in about two sips. They go down so easy. So
the hippopotamite gets p- people every time, man. You drink it, it's so good, and then you're gone. Like, I took a buddy of mine down for my birthday, and I've been talking about Trader Sam since the original open to all of my friends, you know, and so he wanted to go so bad. And he got the Hippopotami Tai. He thought it sounded good. He doesn't like cinnamon, so pretty much every drink at Trader Sam's has cinnamon in it, except the Hippopotami Tai. This guy's a big boy. I mean, well, not a big boy. You know, just a, you know, good-sized dude. And in a training way, he's a police officer. And he drank one Hippopotami Tai, and the room was it was moving with the volcano and the waves. he was gone. So
I haven't tried that one yet. Maybe I'll get one of those because I'm thinking. Now, I have very mixed feelings about Trader Sam's. I like it a lot, but it's not a place I go. Like, if I wanted, like, if we were going to meet up down there, I mean, it's not a place we could sit and have a conversation.
Right.
I tried that once. I met somebody there, and, like, we're trying to talk, and it would be mid-sentence, and it's like, you know, that's Rainforest Cafe. But you know what I mean. But I do enjoy the atmosphere, and I'm thinking about, we're going to be down there on my son's birthday, as you know. So I was thinking maybe mid-afternoon, because we're going to be at the Magic Kingdom that day. I think maybe mid-afternoon we'll hop on the boat and shoot over, because he's about 4 o'clock when it opens up, because, you know, you can take kids in until 8. So maybe I'll try a Hippopotami Tai this time. I was thinking about going with the zombie head, because I want the cup. I don't have the cup, but maybe I'll try that Hippopotami Tai.
Yeah, I don't have the zombie head either. I've never tried it. But I'll tell you, see, Bart, we've had this discussion. Like, for some reason, I have just always lucked out. I don't luck out in anything in my life. But when it comes to Trader Sam's, like, I don't know. Like, I've been there maybe twice in my life when it's packed and slammed like that. Any other time, I met the Tim Tracker with my buddy. You know, he came down, came over, and he had talked previously about how he had similar feelings towards it, that it's kind of a little loud and not as peaceful as some tiki bars. And he walked in and we were sitting there. There was maybe 3 people inside, and like the waves were crashing, like it was so peaceful. And he was like, okay, what's the deal? I'm like, yeah. I told you, man, you need to come with me.
So that sounds perfect. If I could go when it's like that, I would stay for all day, you know. So
I've noticed the zombie head effect goes off, man. That is one thing. It goes off like every 10 minutes. So it must be a good drink. I might have one tonight. You never can tell.
It's either that or the cup. I don't know. I don't know what it, because I have to admit, I kind of chose my drink last time, because I've only been there once, off of the cup. I wanted the, I think I got the Uh-Oa, because I wanted that volcano cup with the little
Uh-Oa.
So, and I'm not a big fan of the cinnamon. I'm like, why does every drink have cinnamon in it? But it I'd like to, I mean, I wouldn't mind trying to get that Black Pearl too, but that Pearl drink doesn't sound very good to me, but I'd love to try to get the Black Pearl if one pops out, you know?
It is my favorite drink at the bar, but it is like a dessert. It's, if you don't like pina coladas and that kind of stuff, you will not like the Pearl.
Well, I do like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. But so, I don't know, I might like it. I don't know.
It's a good drink. I've had it a couple times, but you're right. It's like kind of a one and done thing. It's like, if you're going in there, you have a drink, great, you're full, and then you can leave. The one in Disneyland is, it seems like historically, though the line gets crazy. I don't know if it's just the way they have it set up, or maybe just the atmosphere, I feel like, has that quieter vibe. I've only done the one in Orlando, though, maybe 3 times. The one in Disneyland I've done a handful of times. I don't know. There's something maybe just with the way it's laid out. Like, it's more traditional tiki and maybe a little less entertainment.
You think the one in California is calmer?
I don't know. If maybe it's just the people. I don't know. Like, in general, like, I feel like I've gone, but maybe I don't go with the right. Last time I went, Will and I drove straight there, and it was the middle of the day. I don't really remember, but we were chilling out. We had a burger. I mean, it was pretty chill. And we had you can get a lot of the Trader Vic's exclusive drinks, actually, at the Trader Sam's in California. I'm not sure if you can in Florida. And they're all, like, on the secret menu. And So that was kind of cool. So you get some of the stuff that sort of inspired what became Trader Sam's. I can get a Navy Grog and a few of the more traditional drinks there, which right. I think Will ordered a Navy Grog in Orlando, and they're like, what's in it? And we'll make it for you. And he's like, no, that's right. Okay. so I don't know. Maybe it just has more
I think the problem is – it's not a problem, but here's what I – here's my uneducated observation is. The one in California – was kind of a fluke. I mean, they want like, oh, let's build a tiki bar. It'll be fun. And it kind of became a thing. You know what I mean? It just, it developed this following. So then they said, well, let's do it again in Orlando, but we'll make it a little bigger and we'll add more stuff, you know, more effects and more.
Yeah.
And it's like, I still like it, but it's not as, I feel like the one in California, which again, I haven't even been to, just seems like it must be, it's more organic. It just
maybe
sort of,
that's the word I was looking for. Happened. Organic. It feels a little bit more organic. Yeah. I don't know. I like both. I don't like the accident.
That's kind of the whole resort of Disneyland, really, when you compare it to Walt Disney World.
That's true.
I call them the Disneylanders, the people who, you know, grew up going to Disneyland. You know, they're from California. You know, most of their clientele are locals. You know, and they always would talk about how Disneyland is, you know, intimate. You know, it's special. You know, it just feels cozy.
Yeah, because you can't move.
And, right? But I'll never forget, and I was 19, and I was standing, I think it's called like the SS Columbia or something like that, the pirate ship, whatever it is. Yeah. And I was standing with my aunt and my girlfriend at the time, and we were standing on the bow of the ship, and I could look and I could see Pirates of the Caribbean, Splash Mountain, Thunder Mountain Railroad. And I'll just never forget the feeling. I got it. Like, it felt like there was Walt's presence. It did feel intimate and cozy. And I thought back to the Magic Kingdom, which will always be my home. Like, I mean, I'm going to probably go there today. But it did feel kind of cold and cynical. Like, not cynical. It felt kind of not mass-produced, but I don't know. Yes, corporate. So maybe that's what the Trader Sam's here in Florida, you know.
Yeah, I get that. I had a with the coziness, though, I had the last trip to Disneyland was one where I was like, okay, I don't know if I ever want to come back. It was so uncomfortable because of the size and the amount of people that were there. That was just – it was a miserable experience.
I was just gonna like say, tag that off. Although this is coming from a guy who has a Trader Sam's Grog Grotto sign on his bedroom door. So I obviously do like the grotto, but just say.
No, it's good. I got no problem with it. I got no problem. My problem is, we spent a good bit of time back in Orlando a couple weeks ago, back in end of October. And we spent a lot more time at Disney Springs than I had in a long time since they'd redone it. And I just kind of got it this time. Like it was chill. It was cool. It was, we went kind of five or six different bars and hung out and secret sushi bar. And, there was just something about that experience that I think.
The best restaurant on Disney property, Morimoto.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. It blew my mind. And I thought I think the food was very good. The atmosphere was fantastic. But I really enjoyed the experience of that, being able to kind of switch it up. Though I have to say, I that was the first time really I'd spent time in the Jack Lindsay's, the Hangar Bar, and expecting a similar version of, because people had told me, oh, it's a lot like Trader Sam's. I don't really get that vibe.
Me either.
It didn't do that to me at all. Like, I thought, okay, this is cool. It's small. Let's leave. It's like, all right, I'd rather go to the boathouse, sit out on the dock and listen to music and all that than this, you know, sort of medium themed place. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't.
And I have a friend of mine who loves the Hangar, and I, you know me, I'm a huge Indiana Jones fan. I got Raiders of the Lost Ark. Right. My thing is like, if I had that in Nashville, I would never leave.
Of course.
Like, it's,
yes, agree.
It's different from everything we have in Nashville. Like, there's nothing like it. Right. Okay. But it's not to that theme Trader Sam's Disney standard. Like, I want something a little extra. You know, it seems like it's just missing a little something. But, you know, it's peaceful. Little plug here. If you go to the Hangar, definitely get Reggie's Revenge. It's like a pixie stick drink. It's, you remember those little pixie sticks we used to have when we were kids?
It doesn't sound good.
I didn't think so either, man, but it's pretty it's delightful.
So since this show has been like focused on drinking more than normal, Courtney did post on our Facebook group, and I think that it's fine. Y'all are just like prepping. You're one day. I'm going to a city winery tonight, and the guy who I'm going to see perform was like, don't worry, the show will get better if you just keep drinking. So I'm sure that this is just today's themed episode. Y'all are just waiting. It's like Star Wars is 15 days away. You're like, that's fine, but tonight it all ends. Courtney said, what's your go-to drink? This is an interesting question. I actually thought it was tough question because I'm not good at this. I have to say, I fail miserably at this, and I usually just say whatever the other person is having because it makes me uncomfortable. What is your go-to drink on an airplane?
Oh, you mean
on an
like,
airplane?
Yeah, like if you're on Southwest and they're like, you got a drink coupon, what are you going to?
Where do you get these drink coupons?
Well, I mean, if you're a, you know, if you're a loyal customer,
you can issue. Or you know people.
Or you know, or you're Bart and a little fairy comes and sprinkles them throughout.
Yeah, you get lucky.
Yeah, throughout his trip.
Falls out on you.
So I guess we're talking about adult beverage?
Yeah, I would assume she's not talking about like, I enjoy a Diet Coke. I assume that's, which is typical. That's zero, probably my go-to drink, actually, on an airplane. It's probably a Diet Coke. But
I actually have a weird one. I this is funny. This is a weird little question because typically I would be like that. I would just say, oh, a Coke or, you know, sweet tea or something. But on an airplane, typically or specifically Southwest, I'm not sure, but we fly Southwest a lot. So they have Cran Apple.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I get the Cran Apple every time I'm on an airplane.
My wife loves the Cran Apple. I dabble in it from time to time. That's not bad. It's not a bad call.
Just Cran Apple, or do you get like
just Cran Apple?
Cran Apple. But you know, I guess if I was going to get an adult beverage, it'd probably be like, you know, Jack and Coke. I guess something like that.
Yeah. Well, that's what I did when I flew. I usually, because they don't have Southwest doesn't have Jim Beam. Jim Beam is my usual go-to, especially for, you know, for bourbons, for browns.
Southwest but, has what?
Jack. No, so I'll do a Jack.
They have Wild Turkey.
They do have Wild Turkey, which is odd.
What?
But,
Southwest is known for their Wild Turkey. We'll get to that story after part. But go ahead.
The last, when the drink coupon fairy visited me flying down to Orlando, I got, because I wanted something I thought, I don't, this was a rookie mistake on my part. Because they, on their drink menu, one of their features is a tequila and orange juice. I'm like, well, that sounds all right, because there's no caffeine, because usually I'd get something with a Coke or Coke Zero, but it's like, I don't want caffeine, I want to fall asleep. The only reason I'm drinking at 5:30 in the morning is to fall asleep. But I got the tequila and orange juice, and I'll tell you, it was really good, which shouldn't be surprising. I mean, I have had tequila sunrises in the past, but I don't know why it surprised me that I liked it so much. But the problem is tequila is actually a stimulant. It's one of the only alcohols that's a stimulant. So it's no wonder I couldn't fall asleep the whole way down.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. But it makes sense. A lot of sugar. If you want, a lot of...
It's something about the agave. It's stimulant. So if you want to, if you're partying, drink tequila. Don't drink things that are going to put you to sleep.
Well, it's worth taking a look at the story between why Wild Turkey, which is a bourbon.
Yeah, I want to know this.
Is available on it, but it is the simplified version about it. And I think it's worth, you guys should read about the guy who is, is he the CEO, or he's one of the chairman emeritus currently of Southwest Airlines, Herb Keller. And he is obsessed with Wild Turkey. And he said if he was going to take over, he wanted Wild Turkey to be carried on every flight. So that's why it is part of it. You can read. He's a fascinating gentleman, older guy now. I think he's sober now in his old age. And I think that's my – but Wild Turkey, I mean, not a – just a unique thing to always have. And they actually honored him a few years ago. Southwest did. Wild Turkey gave him like a whole – looks like a whole retirement party. Which is pretty hilarious with the master distiller.
Do y'all
want
to hear my response?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear my response to this story? All right, are you ready? Okay, here we go. Ready. All right.
I know. If you don't talk about Wild Turkey, there's a bourbon boom going on right now. But
all right.
If you don't know, currently the spokesman for Wild Turkey is Matthew McConaughey.
He's really?
Out. My spirit animal. Yeah.
Yeah, he's out there doing these like short films about the flavor of bourbon. It's hilarious.
Is it on
they're
TV?
Great. They're mostly online.
Yeah.
He is the
I've
seen some on TV, but they have long ones. There's like 20-minute films that he's the he's not just a brand ambassador. He's like on the board or something crazy.
Oh.
Wild Turkey.
Love Wild Turkey.
I haven't seen any of these.
The boys, the podcast, I know, tried to get Matthew McConaughey on. They're like, he's not currently doing a lot of interviews about Wild Turkey, but thank you. my problem is I don't have a ton of go-to drinks. I do sometimes do the Wild Turkey because with Will or somebody who orders it beforehand, or sometimes I'll have a drink. But I'm a really bad flyer, which you would think that usually should mean you should drink. But I'm a very bad flyer, so often I will take something that I probably shouldn't mix with alcohol before I get on an airplane. Because
you may not walk off.
Right. Because I've heard, according to the label, do not mix with alcoholic beverages. So
he's talking about cocaine, ladies.
That's right. That's what it says on the label. no, just something for panic attacks or for anything like that. I don't know why I've flown my entire life. Like I was pretty much, I've flown hundreds of times since I was a baby. We got on airplanes, but it is, I'm just a really bad, I hate it. I hate flying. I don't like mine once we're in the air and like cruising, I'm okay. But man, I am beforehand, I just hate it. I hate it. I would rather drive mentally. I say that until I actually do it because I just did about, I don't know, probably 17 hours in a car this past week. I'd rather drive almost anywhere mentally than just the anguish of knowing I got to get on an airplane, got to get on an airplane. Great, great, great. And I know everything's going to be fine. I know it's going to be fine. I've had no issues ever. I mean, I've had some close calls. Say that. I've had a couple times where it's landed and immediately taken off because they were having a problem. They didn't want the plane to have an issue. But I'm just a bad flyer. So I don't typically drink. And if I do, it's just due to the fact that maybe I forgot to take something else.
I don't like the process of flying. It's a hassle.
Yeah. That too.
And, you know, if I'm traveling on vacation or something like that, like, you know, I don't want to have to.
It's the worst part.
Worry about whether or not I can take something back, or you know, I don't know. I'm weird. I always liked flying because, again, Indiana Jones fan. When I was 10 years old, I thought I was Indiana Jones. Anytime we flew, I had a fedora, you know. but now that I'm older, yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. Same with cruises. You know, I know you guys have got one coming up, man. But the process of getting on the boat, it's not always pleasant for my group.
No,
It's pandemonium.
I will give you that. And look, Pod Crew is still available. If you want to come and join about 70 of us listeners. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's March 7th through 10th. It's a good time to plug. I'm looking forward to it. But look, I have, but I've done.
Bart is doing a male striptease show at 8 o'clock in the Crystal Ballroom.
8 a.m. It's weird. It's the only time we can get it available.
You're calling it the early bird special.
Oh God! It's not. You know, 8 p.m. is when they have like the
early bird
show
gets
going
to
on.
See the worm.
I knew it. I knew that's where he was going with it.
That'll get cut out.
I don't have time. We have like one listener who's like 16. He's coming on the boat with us, and he posts on our Facebook group. Like him a lot, but he's fine. He's dealt with our craziness to begin with. Other than that, it's adults listening. I think our primary age group is 35 to 45 year old dudes. Primarily, there's definitely both genders. But if you look at our demo, we reflect our own demographic pretty well. I don't remember what we're talking about, the cruise. Oh yeah, but no, I agree. I've even like my parents once like booked us on a cruise. And we had like one of like the. Like the concierge rooms or whatever, like the ones that were like, oh, you skipped that. But still to get to like that point where everything is fine is insanity. And just it makes my skin crawl to think about it.
Well, there goes our 50 people.
No, not on Norwegian. I've heard Norwegian, no lines. No, I can't promise that. I've never been on Norwegian though. So maybe Norwegian, look, those people, they got something with the Frozen, so maybe they figured something out with cruise boarding. But you're right. There is that process of – now, the difference I feel like with a cruise is that once you get through that, let's say, 15 minutes to an hour of chaos, then you're like all good.
That's a big window.
Well, you never know. Like I've had both. And then you have the like 4 days of like just you have no care in the world. It's chill. You go eat. You go to a show. You chill out by the pool. The Disney cruise that I did was the most relaxing vacation I've probably ever been on, because Bill Burr said it's like the ones who don't want to. It's for the people who don't want to think when they go. They just like, hey, I just get on this boat. It'll take me there. I go. I eat where they tell me to eat. I go. You know, there's something about that. And if you have kids, one of my favorite things about the cruise, especially if little kids, is no car seats for multiple days. So though there aren't many kids going on the pod cruise right now, like babies, I don't believe there are any as far as I know. That is a positive to the cruising is you remove those dreaded car seats for multiple days, which is nice.
I don't know anything about those.
Yeah, well, one day, sir. One day.
I know Bart loved that.
You will curse the day that a car seat. Because, you know, I mean, but they do good things, and they protect your children. So it is what it is.
Yes. Yes, we love car seats. Hey,
we're
ladies,
sponsored by Greco.
You know who else doesn't need car seats on his way to Earth? Thanos. Huh?
No.
You like that segue?
I was like, where is he going?
You say Thanos, I say Thanos. I've never heard it. Who says the thing? Is it Thanos or it doesn't matter. I'm just curious. Have I been saying it wrong?
I was kind of being funny.
I like think Thanos. It's Thanos.
Hi, I'm Thanos. Welcome to your cruise. Thanos. Hi, I've certainly Thanos. Had a waiter somewhere named Thanos.
What did we think?
Probably on a cruise. Huh?
All right. What does that, we lose everybody?
I said, what did we think?
Oh, yes. A lot of people. Oh. That's probably our most asked question today was the Infinity Wars, which is Avengers. Now, this is Infinity Wars Part 1?
No, they dropped the Part 1.
Yeah, oh. They dropped that.
Very confused. So when they're saying Avengers 4, what was Infinity Wars Part 2?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I'm back on track. See, my MCU gets a little blurry.
Right.
Your MCU knowledge.
Yeah, it does, because there's so much. There's only so much
well,
I can
I
take,
heard
man.
Somebody say. Well, I heard somebody say recently, they were like, it's a TV show now. Like, if you go into the movie and you don't have any prior knowledge to any of this stuff, that's on you. Like,
right.
It's been around for 10 years now. Like, you know, but it's a lot. It's a lot to retain and remember. Even I struggle. I don't know. I guess I did I put my feelings of the trailer out there? I don't know if I posted anything. I just felt kind of meh about it.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't capture me. I think Logan, you and I had talked about it. I feel like this, it's becoming monotonous. You know, Disney's like everything is coming out of a machine now, and it's very, you know, oh, we got to have a little dark, and then there's a quip, you know, and then it makes you laugh, and then, you know, I don't know, it just feels kind of, I hope it's a game changer. I tell you, my favorite part of the trailer thus far, and this kind of backs up my whole you know, I wanted every bit of the Marvel Universe connected, like the Netflix shows and stuff like that. When my dad saw the trailer, he did not care until he saw the interaction between Thor and the Guardians. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
That was the only part that he started laughing, was like, oh, now that's going to be cool.
Yeah, that
and
you
if
wanna
that
say-
wasn't in there. Yeah, it's like if that wasn't in there, my dad wouldn't be interested.
I would say that's kind of where I came from. I liked it. I thought it was a well put together trailer. It didn't bother me. It does feel, you're right, like, all right, well, now we have to do the dark movie. All right, we're going to do this one. But I wasn't excited, and I watch everything through the eyes of my son. He's a big superhero fan, big Star Wars fan. And
no. Wait, what?
Well, I mean, I try to see, like, what is he? He's sort of my own little demographic study. Try to see how he connects with it. And he had the same thing. He loved the Spider-Man part. And he loved the Guardians. I mean, the Guardians came out. He was overjoyed. Which, back at Comic-Con, they released a trailer. And I was at Comic-Con, you know, back in June or July, whatever that was. And it opened.
Spoiler alert.
It opened with that. But not with that, like with the Guardian sequence. And an even more funny, exciting opening sequence. So I find it interesting. I wonder if they're like, all right, we're going to build this thing. We know some people. I'm like, meh, it's all right. But then we're going to hit the Guardians at the end. We know we're going to get everybody back. Like, I wonder if there was a little bit of that conversation. If we got it, this is – weirdly, that's what's special. What's special, I think you're right, is the fact they're all coming together. But when we have just seen the same characters, who we've all seen interact now a bunch of times, except for those characters, that you almost – I kind of wish they had led with their best foot forward, because the version of the trailer that was at Comic-Con opens with, I mean, again, spoilers if you haven't seen it, I know it leaked pretty quickly after, is like Thor hitting the Milano.
Okay, so let me ask, I'm going, because I haven't looked at the leaked trailer, and I'm just, I don't know, I'm just, when I was younger, I would go searching, but now I'm too lazy. everybody keeps talking about that. So is the scene him actually with his fist physically hitting it, or is it like reminiscent of the first Thor when he hit the van?
That, yes.
That.
It's like.
So it's like that.
Like Chewbacca hits on Star Tours. like you, they run into him. Or okay. He runs into it, like flying through. And though I have not seen Ragnarok, I was, and I've already confirmed it with one of my friends who's seen it. I was like, does it end like to set that up? And he's like, no, not really. Because that's where I was kind of hoping that would set up, like maybe that was the end of Ragnarok.
Well, I mean, I already know. I mean, spoiler alert, but I mean, and you can deduce this, yeah. Like, there's a post-credit scene and you know what's about to happen. And so everything, I mean, Thanos steps in and just, you know, yeah. And so there's rumor that somehow Banner gets sent to Earth. And then Thor gets sent out somewhere, you know, so I don't know. I think Loki may use the Tesseract to transport, you know, them, and then one gets thrown to Earth and, you know, Thor gets thrown into the path of the Guardians.
Yeah. Well, you know, Guardians, anything with the Guardians I'm in for. So I'll watch it. I will be there. Like, I think unlike some of this more recent Marvel movies, I'll probably be there opening weekend. And, I look forward to seeing it. I think it looks like fun, but I'm not. You know, I got Star Wars in 15 days, boys. I'm not thinking about anything else.
Well, Bart got tweeted by Colin Trevorrow, right?
Yeah.
That's right. That's my move. And I think that one's supposed to be out today at some point.
And that's the trailer for Jurassic World, the Magic Kingdom?
The first trailer of Jurassic World, what'd you say?
What's it called? It's the Fallen King? Something
Fallen King. Yeah, that's the one I'm excited about.
Yeah, that's what we
feel. I think my feelings would just echo yours. I hate to say it, but I just feel like I think I'm experiencing superhero fatigue at this point.
Yep.
I mean, like I'm like, you know, even though it's a different company, I love Batman. He's my favorite superhero in the world. I could care less if there's ever another Batman movie for at least 10 years. I'm so over it. And same thing, like I love Captain America. I love all these characters. And my favorite scene, even though I could see it coming a mile away, was when Chadwick Boseman says, "And get this man a shield." And then there's, of course, Cap standing there in a beard. What I don't like is he's gone back to that old blue and silver suit that doesn't look like Captain America. It's almost like this was when I saw the promos for Winter Soldier. I was like, oh, they de-Americanized his suit to make it sell overseas. But then at the end, he shows up in his old suit. So I was happy about that. But I don't like that they went back to the less American Captain America suit. But I don't know. I don't like that Scarlett Johansson is blonde. I don't understand. I mean, I just personally, it's aesthetic. I like her better. I think Black Widow should be a redhead. At least this Black Widow.
I ever tell you that I saw her in Black Widow costume? Just never mind. Go ahead.
What?
Wait, what?
I've told this story before, right?
No.
I
know.
I do too many podcasts. I've told the story. For those listening who listen to my other shows, I've told the story. So fast forward. I was, and this is going to sound like the biggest like bragging thing ever, and that's not what it was. One of our friends who is just a supporter of a lot of the things we do works at Disney on the in the animation team. And he invited me and my dad actually out to go and tour the studio. So we went out, toured the animation studio. And he's like, oh, let me walk you over to the back lot too. So you can just see that. You go to the store and pick some stuff up if you want. So it's like, great. As we were walking over, out in the middle of like this, like right past, if you've ever seen the Disney studios, there's a walkway between the animation studio and the main back lot. We get out of onto the back lot, and there is a full-on production setup with green screens outside, and it's Scarlett Johansson, full Black Widow, which to see that with your own eyes is really bizarre. Like, it was disorienting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, I can imagine.
Like, because it's like, well, this is real now. Great. This is, and there was also then a Black Widow stunt double who was, they were dressed fully in it, and they were doing like this like move where she, I don't even know what it ended up in, because I've tried to watch some of the movies. I'm like, I don't know where this lives. Like, where it happened. Maybe it was in a video game or something. And they had the Hulk's head like on a stick up high, so she knew like where to look and interact. So it could have been any of the scenes with the Hulk in, I guess, would have been the last Avengers film. And we all, including the guy that worked at Disney, got like, you know, we all got kind of stunned and stood there for a minute till we got, you know, pushed aside. We're like, all right, you guys got to keep walking.
Ushered away, yeah.
But it was like, you've seen tons of cosplayers, but when you see the actor in their suit, it's kind of like when you always talk about Johnny Depp when dressed Jack Sparrow. There's something about it that's almost otherworldly, because it's something you didn't expect to ever see in your life. You know, this person who you know as this character embodied this character. So someone with a very specific look, like Black Widow. But yeah, so that's my little story. I'll move on from there.
It's nice. But yeah, I don't like her. I don't know why the character's blonde now, unless she's in hiding, maybe. I don't know. And I felt like, first of all, I'm more excited for the Black Panther movie. But a lot of this trailer, I feel like I'm just watching the trailer for the Black Panther and all these other people.
See,
show
that's
up.
What I thought. That's what you I know. Thought. I thought it was kind of odd that they chose to put it in Wakanda when we're
about
to watch
right?
a movie all in Wakanda. Like, I don't know. It's just kind of odd.
It also concerns me, all those CGI monsters running at it, only because, and I'll tell you, the only thing I don't like to this day about the original Avengers movie is when all those aliens show up at the end. Because the thing about the Marvel movies for me, maybe with the exception of Thor, is they never feel overly fake or CGI or comic booky, you know, like the villains feel like they could be real most of the time, not every time, you know.
Other than Thor, it takes place in areas
space,
you know,
so
that
whatever.
Are real.
Yeah. But, you know, like in the first Avengers, when all the Chitauri come flying down and they're just kind of faceless. They're like putties from the Power Rangers, basically, with armor on. And now you got in this one, it looks like some other kind of weird. What?
I said, why you got a problem with that? No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
No, not at all. And then in this one, now you've got these, like, I don't know what they're like, crocodile men or something running out of the woods.
They are called the Outsiders. Or no, the okay. Outriders.
The Outriders. Kevin Nash and Scott Hall, the Outsiders.
I looked them up. They're pretty scary, actually, if they stick to the source material. That I was reading about this last night because somebody was trying to figure out what they were. And people already knew, and they were like, oh, you're an idiot for not knowing.
Yeah,
wait, what?
Of course. They always
they can, like, I think they're telekinetic, or they use telekinesis, and they can be invisible, which I thought was kind of, yeah, I know, they're basically like Predator, essentially. Well, I'm just saying, man, hey, you know, they need a faceless army. Why not give them one that's invisible?
That sounded like Perry the Platypus, not like the Predator.
it was the same problem with did y'all I've been talking to Tyler.
Y'all say it, Predator.
Did y'all see Suicide Squad, about all them baddies out there?
I can't talk about Suicide Squad because my view on it is very controversial. I'll just go ahead and say that I have a Harley Quinn bat in my room, so I really like the movie. So I'll
just
say that.
I thought it was okay, but I didn't like, again, the weird faceless putties coming at them. You know, that it's like, well, we need them to kill something, and we can't have them kill people because that's too violent. So we'll make these fake looking things. I think this is all backlash against Man of Steel, you know, with the whole, he let so many people die. So now, like, well, we need some things that don't even look like people that they can just kill so we can have all these cool action shots. So we'll make these putties. But I'm gonna call them putties. I've just made up a term that's gonna sweep the internet. Anytime you have a faceless, you know, enemy that you have to fight,
Horde.
It has to be killed.
But then you make a darn Power Ranger movie with the actual putties, and it does okay. And that's awesome. That movie was a snoozer. But that guy.
Were there no putties in it?
No, there are putties towards the end of the film. There's not a whole lot of action in that movie.
I love how we just accepted this term.
Well, no, those are putties.
Putties.
They are
putties.
They were called putties. They are putties. They are putty patrollers.
I didn't actually make up the term.
They are big clay monsters. In this one, they're like rock monsters in the Power Ranger film that came out earlier this year or last year. Whatever. And no, because they're thinking only Power Rangers in that movie for about 15 minutes. If you want to see a 2.5 hour long backstory that isn't connected to the original origin story at all, I'm going to have a problem. We're going to talk about this. That movie, that last 20 minutes of Power Rangers, a blast. The movie I wanted, so much fun. But the first 2 hours, and they're now
I'm trying to do the Predator again. Wait, what?
They're now saying we're not going to get a sequel, which I think is a bummer.
I thought you were falling asleep.
Because the Ninja Turtles franchise, I feel like, learned from their mistakes the first time around, of the most recent ones. I think Power Rangers would have learned from their mistakes. But that guy ended up playing, you know, he's sort of the guy who's the Red Ranger, Jason. He ended up being the bad stepbrother in Stranger Things 2.
Yeah, that's what you said.
And now he is tapped to be Nightwing in the new Nightwing film. And I actually think he'll do a pretty good job. Like, I don't dislike that casting. That's something I'm looking forward to. So, yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. I could
go into my disappointment in Stranger Things. I've always been disappointed with the, I don't think the Demogorgon, I don't like the design of that either. I liked it a little better when they were dogs in the new one, but I still don't think, I don't understand how those mouths would even work. I think they would starve to death, but otherwise, you know.
It is hard. It's almost hard to look at, but I kind of like that. I don't know. I love the big toothy flowers,
but I did too. I really enjoyed the season, and I felt it moved at a lot better pace than the first season. In fact, I won't say I liked it better, but I enjoyed it quite. I thought it was much more entertaining, and I was glad that one of the new characters, because you know they brought back some celebrities from my childhood. I'm glad that one went a different way than I thought he was going to, and that you know actually survived the movie as opposed to another one. So or the show, whatever.
We all know what you're saying, and I agree.
I don't want to spoil it yet,
but hurt me. Don't
I mean, I feel like if you're a big Stranger Things fan and you haven't watched it by now, then it's on you because it's been a month.
You know, was an interesting thing they decided because I feel like and this is, again, if you haven't watched it, I don't care. It opens with Halloween pretty much in the first couple episodes and it ends with Christmas. Like it ends right before Christmas. So I think they were like, oh, this will give this a larger shelf life because if you watch it – and you're like, this is Halloween. I'm already past Halloween. It's like watching a Halloween episode. Like I watched the Halloween episode of American Housewife last night, which I think is a very good show. But it was a little weird to watch it, you know, 6 weeks late or 5 weeks late. Yeah. Like, so I wonder if like they were like, oh, well, this will give us – we still want to do the Halloween, but we want to do the Christmas side too. So it gives people almost like a three-month window to really – like,
is it Christmas? That's a good question. All I know is they go to a dance. That's all
it's Christmas. They're decorating for Christmas, I feel like, at the end.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just got that vibe from it.
I thought for sure, you know, screw it, spoiler. If you don't like it, skip ahead. I thought for sure that, spoiler coming in 3, 2, 1, Sean Astin was going to turn out to be a bad guy.
Oh,
the whole bumbling. Yeah, I thought Bumbling Bob was like a friend because there was a scene where he was talking when they were in the lab where he started talking about things like he knew stuff like more than he should have. So I thought, oh, gosh, he's part of this whole thing, isn't he? But then obviously did not work out well for Bob in the end.
No, my mom actually said she was like, I was going to watch it. Because I told her, I was like, you'll like it because it was actually shot in the neighborhood we grew up in Atlanta. A lot of it.
Hey, boys.
Yes,
I hate to tell y'all this, but standing outside of his SUV is Mr. Ronnie McDowell. And
you got a rule.
He wants his phone back.
He's wondering where his phone is.
So. All right. Well, that's
well, you better get. You're probably sweating anyway, so
I am literally drenched.
Be gentle when you break the news about Jim Neighbors to him.
I will.
Or else do it right now while we're recording.
No,
that might be fun.
No, I don't want to hear. I've had enough crap this week. I don't want to hear that.
In honor of the memory, though, here we go.
Golly!
There you go. That's perfect.
Golly!
I'm not going to try it. It's too perfect. All right, let's wrap it up. Bart, take us there.
Are we going to end right? Okay. Well, folks, we haven't even talked about what we had for lunch, but it doesn't matter. What matters is what you had for lunch. What matters is that you enjoyed this little lunch break. And I guess what I'm trying to say is we hope
you enjoyed your lunch. Goodbye, gang.
See you real soon.
So long. Farewell.
Love
you, love him. Goodbye. All right.